Okay, committee, we are back. Maybe. Okay, just one second. Now we are back on committee. I'd like to call us back in from recess at 12:13. Speaker.
Thank you, Chair. I have an amendment to ONCA 2578. Page 1, lines 23, strike the following new paragraph. A, Section 3 of ONCA 2472 is amended to read, Section 3 Gray Horse Village Committee Fund. This amendment will strike that entire table and the entire paragraph regarding the Gray Horse Village Committee Fund.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Okay, all of those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. And the amendment passes, and we're still on discussion for the bill.
Okay, Chair, I was wondering, could we hear from Alicia regarding...
I don't know if everybody heard her, because her mic kind of acted funny there at the end, but she asked if we could hear from Alicia about the hominy request, and she is here to speak to that.
Hi. Yes, we came in. We're going to request the $10,000. We are wanting to get metal bleachers put in because we have been having wood rot and we have to replace them a lot. Like this year alone, it was already up to $1,300 for replacement. So we want to get something that will last, be sustain longer, and an awning to go over, because you know some of the bleachers are out in the open on the north side, so we would like get an awning so people would be able, like the sun and the rain. And then we were talking about a community event, maybe during Halloween, setting up a carnival or a festival, anything to help for the whole community. And that's what we have going on right now.
Committee, any questions for her? Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I don't have any questions, so at this time.
Chair, I have a question.
Congressman Maker?
From what I'm hearing today, our villages are not having enough funding to take care of their needs? I mean, from what I've heard, there's a lot of needs out to the Pawhuska Village, from what I've heard of sewer problems and other water lines and stuff. I'm just asking simply, do we need to increase the distribution to our villages? I mean, to me, that's a logical question from what I'm hearing. Is that a problem? Thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Congressman Maker, this is the first time I'm hearing these situations too. I didn't know anything about it previously, but what I've heard here today in this committee meeting is there's some big ticket items that have been coming down at Pawhuska, and that they needed a supplemental appropriation to what we appropriated in the CHISO. Do I have that correct? Maybe a head shake. Yes. Okay. And so they needed some additional money to do that. And then I think what I'm understanding in all of that, the other villages, people wanted to be equitable to the other villages, so they included a $10,000 appropriation into our other village, because we know that all of our communities do have needs. So that's how I'm understanding it. And I think that every year, correct me if I'm wrong, they come with their appropriation request of what's going to work for their individual village community. And we cover that in the CHISO session. And I think at this time, they're just needing, Pawhuska was needing some extra funding, and then they wanted to be equitable to Hominy and Gray Horse. And so we're here doing this additional appropriation to them, which I'm not opposed to. And so we don't know truly. I guess they'll figure out their budget because things change throughout the year, and they'll figure out their budget and bring it down to us in July. Is that when budgets come? And they'll bring us their budget for the next fiscal year in July. That's how I'm understanding what we're doing right now. I hope that that helped you. But I'm like you. I'm hearing all this for the first time.
Chair, can I have a follow-up on that?
Yes, and then yeah, Congressman Rayburn. My
point is we don't expect the villages to expend their entire budget on some big money items like water lines, sewer lines, any big money projects. We don't expect them. We do want to help them anytime. I know Gray Horse has the big sewer deal a while back, and which required additional funding for that. We don't expect them to use up their entire account on some of these big, huge, unforeseen projects. But that's my point. Do our villages have enough money to operate? Thank you.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes, thank you. So back in September, during CJO, we appropriated $145,000 to Gray Horse, to help offset their operational cost and some of their rental equipment and provided some professional fees. And then at Hominy, we appropriated $160,500. And then I just wanted to, let you know that we have been appropriating money to, and Pawhuska, we had given them $372,200. And that was in September. But I agree. And so what they do is they come down just like any other entity does. And we encourage, the Minerals Council as well, bring your budgets down during CJO, because this is the avenue that our government has set up for those requests. So I'm glad to hear from these guys and get an update, because I can already tell they're going to come during CJO. We want them to. And I agree that they shouldn't have to take care of a lot of the infrastructure problems. I think that needs to come out of our property improvement fund. That's a land issue.
Can I say something there, though?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I agree with that. When they have big ticket items that need to be repaired, I believe that's a capital project that the nation should handle for our communities. But also in that, I believe that our village boards and committees should have absolute say in getting those projects fixed to fit their needs, and because they live there. That's the place that they live. So even though there's big capital projects that the nation pays for and handles, that I agree they should, I believe our village committees need to have a finger in that to make sure that whatever project is happening there is suitable for their community. I think sometime in the past that maybe those things were overlooked somewhat and not included in those big capital projects at some point. So I just wanted to say that as one member of Congress.
Committee, any other discussion?
I have discussion. This is Alice.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thanks. I guess those big ticket items, I'm a little confused as a member, because we appropriated $5 million of ARPA money to help with those issues. And did those issues come up after the nation? And my understanding was the nation met with the villages each to ask what those needs are and to kind of identify them. Are these issues now, was that after those meetings, or is we heard that IHS was going to provide some funding? Is that not happening? Or someone help me, because I just remember the money we sent out to each village for out of ARPA money that specifically talked about drainage issues and water, all kinds of issues. And then IHS was going to give money for Pawhuska, because we know that that money went someplace else. Where are we at on that?
Assistant Chief, I see you unmuted. Do you want to add to that? Or Secretary Johnson?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Frazier.
Looking at our capital projects report, it looks like $3 million was initially appropriated from ARPA funds for infrastructure in Pawhuska. And then later, the executive branch requested that that be repealed because they believed funding was going to come from IHS, like Congresswoman Goodfox referenced. So Congress repealed it. Then shortly thereafter, they came back and requested $257,000 that was appropriated this session from ARPA funds for infrastructure in Pawhuska. However, there was also $4.1 million appropriated from the general fund for infrastructure in Pawhuska, but that was also this fiscal year, so it's pretty recent. And that's all the activity that we've had related to Pawhuska infrastructure. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Anybody else care to weigh in on $4.1 million in infrastructure this fiscal year? Secretary Johnson, Assistant Chief.
So have projects been done out at our Pawhuska Village on infrastructure, Ms. Cheshwala?
I'm gonna tell you that the only infrastructure, anything that I know that's going on through the nation is with Craig Walker's department, and they're working to do the sewer. As for 4.1, that is news to me.
Madam Chair.
Secretary Johnson, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. And Ms. Cheshwala is correct. That the sewer issue was the main issue with the infrastructure in the Pawhuska Village. And Mr. Walker and his department worked with IHS to start the planning and execution of replacing the sewer lines down there.
Secretary Johnson, if you can correct me if my memory is wrong, on that $4.1 million, is that a reimbursement, like a situation where it's going to be a reimbursement from IHS? Do you recall that?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't remember if that, and that may be possible. I do not remember.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'll go back and look at my notes. No, it's fine. Ms. Cheshwala.
Due to my recollection, I believe it was initially going to be a reimbursement, but we haven't met with them. The other IHS issues is strictly coming from IHS themselves.
Committee, anything further? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, I think this is all good conversation, and maybe some conversation that we need to get more clarity in the future. But I think what we have sitting in front of us right now is a supplemental appropriation for, I guess, has it been amended now to $20,000? Mm-hmm. And so I'm interested in continuing this conversation on, but I think we kind of went down a little bunny trail that probably needs to be gone down at a different time. And I'm ready to move on this legislation if you guys are.
Congresswoman White or Rick Revard.
Yes. Yeah, so I just wanted to, so Casey on GovOps, when is that, Alice, Thursday? We're going to talk about properties, and in that is a list of those infrastructure bills. And so maybe we could get an update in the next GovOps when we go through our properties list. And maybe Craig at that time could give us an update as to where we are on all the those projects. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Secretary Johnson, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. We received the breakdown of all the projects either this morning or yesterday evening. All of my personnel will be present, and I am making the assumption that Dr. Heyman's folks will be present as well to speak to all of those different projects.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Committee, any movement? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to report ONCA 2578 as amended to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second. Committee, there's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Okay, it passes and it will go to Congress with a due pass. Lunch is here, committee, and I believe also we desire for Mr. Treasurer Batson to be here for the remaining part of our agenda. So I would entertain a motion to recess until 1 o'clock for lunch.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? No. Thank you. We're in recess until 1 o'clock.